This is Mr. Whoopi coming to you from AboveTopSecret.com with a podcast titled Sunday Morning with Reverend Whoopi, The Spiritual Discussion. Now, there's a reason I decided to call it The Spiritual Discussion. It's because with last Sunday's podcast, we seem to have opened a can of worms. Now, I enjoyed it. You know, I really enjoyed the conversation, and I think that's how we all grow and learn, and how we become bigger and better people is by taking our beliefs, our differences, throwing them out there and working them out. I suppose one of the strangest parts of the conversation from last week was the talk about my accent. Now, I love having a southern accent. I learned that I love it because when I was a child, my family moved to the West Coast for many years, and I lost it. And I came back to the South when I was a young adult, and everyone had this wonderful accent that I no longer had. Everybody told me I talked funny. I'm sure most of you are now saying, well, you do talk funny, but now for different reasons. Okay, but I couldn't wait to get my southern accent back, and I suppose I draw it out sometimes more than I should, but it's just a part of me that I really, really enjoy. Now, I'd like to address a few issues from last week's podcast, if you don't mind. You know, a lot of people felt I was attacking atheism. No, I don't attack anyone's spiritual beliefs. Your spiritual beliefs, anyone's spiritual beliefs, are theirs, and they have a right to them. Now, I'm not going to attack them because, you know, I think I mentioned that I'm a spiritual anarchist, but I'm also a member of the Unitarian Universalist Fellowship here in my hometown, and that's not allowed. If they thought I was attacking someone else's spiritual beliefs, I would be kicked out. So, whatever you do, don't call my minister. Let's see. Last week was a really, really good learning experience. I have no problem discussing religion or spirituality. Religions themselves, I tend to try and shy away from them. Spirituality, though, is a subject that I feel needs to be discussed. And I will not attack someone else's beliefs. That does not mean that I won't pull up some of the stranger aspects and point it out. These are just my opinions, though. And in discussing spirituality, if I don't offend somebody, then I really haven't pushed the envelope, and I need to go back to the drawing board. So, yes, some of you listening to this are going to be offended, and it's okay that you're offended. You can come back and call me all kinds of a lunatic or anything you want to, because that contributes to the conversation. And that's one of the main things I'm trying to push here, is the spiritual conversation, because I believe that as long as we are talking to one another, as long as we are getting these ideas out there, pushing them around, pushing each other on ideas and beliefs, then we're not out there burning down churches. We're not out there shooting at one another. We're not out there strapping on explosive vests and blowing people up. As long as we're talking, we're trying to work the situation out. And that is what is so important about a spiritual discussion. We need to have it. We really do, because right now there is a spiritual divide throughout the entire human race that is tearing us apart. It's not just Muslims against Christians. It's not Christians against Jews or anything along those lines. It's every different belief is trying to rip each other apart. And that doesn't need to be. If we could simply sit down and talk, then we can work out our differences and learn to respect and love one another regardless of what we believe. Let's see. What else have we got going here? Like I said, though, I am going to push your beliefs, or I'm going to pick on beliefs that I find. I'm not going to pick on them, but I will bring up certain beliefs that, okay, we can discuss them. Say, you know, Tom Cruise in Scientology, they recently declared that because of his persecution, he will be known as the Jesus Christ of their religion. Okay, Tom, if you want to go that route, I think what we ought to do is nail you up on a Friday and run you through with a sword and then see if you're back on the movie set come following Monday. I mean, if you're going to talk the talk, you need to walk the walk. Now, that's, yeah, okay, that might be a blow towards Tom Cruise, but if they're going to make claims, then those claims ought to be held up and discussed by all of us. If you don't discuss it, if you don't explore it, then basically you're just promoting their dogma. Everything needs to be discussed and explored, and that way we can find a way to get through this together. My friends, I don't care if you worship a radish. I believe that the path you walk will not make you holy. You must make the path holy, regardless of the path you have chosen. So, if you want to worship a radish, and then in your daily life you go out and you do good, and you help your neighbor, and you love people, and you make the world a better place, then you're on the right path, regardless of what you believe. I've had a week to think about this, and I'm still trying to organize just how Sunday Morning with the Reverend Whoopi is going to go. But it's mainly going to be a spiritual discussion. And anyone who is listening to this, who from an RSS feed from some other site, you are welcome to join the spiritual discussion at www.abovetopsecret.com. Type it into your browser. At the top of the page, you'll see podcasts. Click on podcasts, and you'll find the Reverend Whoopi. And you are welcome to come here to discuss how you feel about spirituality. The more, the merrier. I mean, we really need to get this out there, and maybe somehow we can make a difference. We can make people start talking and understanding rather than going out and killing each other. It would make the world such a nicer place. People talked about my laugh. They said I shouldn't laugh so much, but I can't help it. That's just who I am. People in the real world say, "Why are you so happy?" And I simply tell them, because I can be. I choose to be. I'm not going to live my life walking around looking at my feet and talking about what a terrible existence this is. That's not me. I like being here. Okay, my friends. This is Sunday Morning with Reverend Whoopi for this week. I hope each of you have a beautiful week. I hope you have wonderful experiences. I hope you join the conversation. And maybe next week I will have something with a little more meat on it so we can have a bit more to discuss. Love and light, my friends. This is the Reverend Whoopi.